We are studying an interesting halakha in the laws of Hadlakat Nerot. It's quite common. You have a young couple, for example, and they go away for Shabbat. Let's say they go stay by the in-laws for the Shabbat. And Friday night, they're going to be there. So it's clear on Friday night, they join the Hadlaka of the Balabayit. They tell the Balabayit, please have us in mind. Some would give maybe a few coins, but that's probably not even necessary in this case. And they would say, we're talking about the Hadlakat Nerot of Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, the Hadlakat Nerot time comes, and then they stay over for Menavim Malkah, and after that they pack their luggage up, they get in the car, they go back home. Where is the couple supposed to light the menorah? You could argue that since they were there at the time of Hadlaka, and they were still in the house of their in-laws, and they were lighting, so that's it, Basher Usham, that's where they are. And therefore they have to be Yotzei at that moment. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Alav HaShalom, in the Sefer Emet Yaakov, and the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, Alav HaShalom. However, Hacham Ovadia found a teshuvah of a rabbi called the Mahari Katz, who was the Abedin in Krakow, who lived in the times of the Ramah and the Maharshal. And he says clearly that it goes according to where the person is sleeping. And therefore, even if they lit and told their in-laws, have us in mind, doesn't matter. Since at the end they go back home to their house, and they're sleeping in the house, the Hadlaka follows where they're sleeping. Are you going to tell me, but they're lighting much later? Bizman Azeh, we're allowed to light the menorah all night. Because most people are lighting inside anyway. So therefore, the Halakha, that's the Acham Ovadia's posek. And of course, inside, it's in Hazor Ovadia Hanukkah, page Kuf Nun He. Ben Nasui, המתארח אצל אביו או אצל חמיו בשבת, חנוכה, מוצאי שבת, מתכונן לחזור לביתו, אין לו להדליק נר חנוכה, אלא כשיחזור לביתו דווקא.